Raising children is a challenge in and of itself, but then you have that strong-willed child that just makes everything a little bit extra challenging, but not impossible. New book called The Impossible Kid by Lucille Williams has a unique twist on it. Her strong-willed daughter is now fully grown, and she contributes to the book. This could get interesting. Lucille Williams is with us now. Good morning, Lucille.
Good morning.
Well, what was it like to work with your own quote-unquote impossible kid as she's chiming in and giving her perspective on what you're writing as a mom? I would think this would be like the best revenge.
Well, you know what? It was absolutely awesome, but at the same time, it was also very humbling. Because sometimes as a parent, you think, oh, that was such a mom win. I did such a good job with that. And so I would write certain things and thinking, wow, I did so good, kind of patting myself on the back. And then my daughter would be like, no, mom, that was so humiliating when you did that. So it was quite humbling. We had many discussions over things that came up during our writing process.
Well, it seems like that parent moment when you finally can say, now you see things from my perspective, right? Now you'll see why I did what I did. And there must have been a lot of that.
Yes, you know what? There was. And she'll say that. If she was here, she would tell you that now that she's a parent, she cannot fault me or her dad for the way that we raised her. She's like, I get it now. I get it. Uh-huh. And I think she has more tools with her kids now because she was so difficult as a child.
When it comes to being strong-willed, is it something that you feel we have to, you know, get that out of the kid? Or is that strong will actually an asset that we can use, that they can leverage to their advantage in life?
I think it's best to leverage the different personalities. I mean, every kid is totally different, and there's a strong-willed nature in each one of our kids, and I think we need to pull that out. And, you know, our daughter was particularly strong-willed and very impossible, but we had our youngest who was really different than the rest of the family, and we all did sports, and my husband and I put him in t-ball, and we're out there, my husband and I are out on the field coaching the little t-ball kids, and there's a game going on, and my little guy took off his cleats, went in the dugout, announced he was tired, and laid on the bench. And my husband and I were out there with the other kids, and we're just like, oh my goodness, how is this happening? And, you know, we could have got mad at him and say, no, you need to stay on that field. You know, our family plays sports. You need to get out there and don't do that again. But we just laughed and we said, okay, maybe the kid doesn't like sports. So we just tried other things with him.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes we think, oh my goodness, I am so mortified. I'm so embarrassed. But, you know, by what the kid's doing, and we think, you know, people are all going to think we're such bad parents. How do you handle that?
I think you just got to laugh through it. Because if a person's going to look at you and judge you for the way they're parenting, I mean, parenting's the long game. It's not quick. And our kids are going to act up and do things that are crazy and embarrass us. And that's normal. That's normal. We can't let those things really, you know, get under our skin and change the way we parent. Because Either you have to make the decision to be a good parent or be the parent who's worried about what everyone else is thinking. Oh. And then you're not doing what's best a lot of times. There was one time one of my kids, my little guy, he had this little vial and he would put his boogers in it. And it was his little collection. And he'd stick it in his pocket. And so I never knew like when he was going to pull it out. And one time we're taking a meal to one of the pastors at our church, and he pulls out his little booger vial. And I was so embarrassed to be dropping off a meal and have my little guy pull out boogers, you know? And luckily the pastor said, oh, I've got one of those too. Oh. But, you know, our kids do crazy things.
Oh, boy. It's all in the book, The Impossible Kid, Parenting the Strong-Willed Child with Love and Grace by Lucille Williams and her daughter, Monica, who was a strong-willed child. Thanks for your time this morning, Lucille.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.